Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11 Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 10th of September, week one NFL action today. Smaller MLB prize pools, little annoying for us regular MLB grinders, but it is what it is. We have a 13 game main slate today. It's an aggressive amount of games. Some rain again, potentially on the East Coast. So we want to stay tuned to get any updates on that. But let's dig in with the games themselves. Gerrit Cole against the Brewers. Certainly interested. -125 favorite. Game total of 7.5. Cole versus Burns. I think both guys are definitely in play in this one. Cole allowing more runs at home, but his K numbers are much stronger when at home. And we like K numbers, so I think he's completely viable. I know he's let us down a bit, and 12K is a healthy price tag to pay. But he should be solid for us. Pablo Lopez has not been as strong at home. But he is a -195 home favorite in this one. K numbers are all over the place, kind of come down recently. I think I'm leaning more towards a fade on him, because I would rather play Burns for cheaper. Speaking of Burns, he's been phenomenal on the road this season. Coming off of a rough start against Pittsburgh, an extra day of rest should help him against a young Yankees lineup. Plenty of upside in that game from the pitchers. And I think there's a chance I'm going to stack both pitchers in some spots, which I know some people hate because that means I can only get one W. On DraftKings, I'm not as worried about the W's.
I just want all the.
Sorry about that. I want all the K upside. And those two guys are going to have plenty of K upside on the slate. Zach Eflin, a -155 favorite against Seattle. Game total of just 7.5. I am definitely intrigued. He's been at his best when pitching at home for Tampa Bay. Had some volatile outings, but strikeouts, 11, 3 starts ago, 7 last start. Seattle does have plenty of strikeouts in their lineup. They are a dangerous lineup right now, but the K upside is really nice. So I would definitely prefer Eflin even over Pablo Lopez, who I just don't know that he will have the K upside that a lot of these other guys at the top will. Eduardo Rodriguez has dominated the White Sox in two starts against them this year. He's been decent at home. He's slightly better overall on the road, but they're very, very similar. He's a -125 favorite. I am seeing some place where he might not even start. Like Gibson Long is being listed as starter, so we'll want to pay attention. I'm hoping he starts because I think there's plenty of upside in Erod against the White Sox team that has struggled all season long, and a team that's 20 games under 500 on the road. So, Jose Berríos. Definitely against Kansas City. Did struggle against them earlier this year. He has been best at home. He has been giving up home runs, so that's a worry. Multiple home runs allowed in four of his last five starts. So the volatility is kind of back with Berríos. He's a -190 favorite in this game. I will gladly play Berríos in my builds. John Gray. Made a couple starts against Oakland, not really racking up strikeouts, walking too many guys, but it is a solid spot. He hasn't been as great at home, which is annoying, but he's a -250 home favorite. I think he is going to carry plenty of ownership at his price based on the matchup. Winans, man, I don't know what to do with this guy. He got it done for us against the Mets. First start, 33.6 DK points is a massive performance. And then he came out 9 days later and was lit up by the same Met squad. I am interested in him. He's a minus 292 favorite. Game total of 10 in this one, but massive home favorite. I think we want to go back to winnings. He should be pretty low owned. Oh, I see. Now I see Scoobles listed, so maybe we just don't know who Detroit's throwing out there. We should probably look back at. Yeah, it won't be Erod. He pitched just a few days ago. That's my fault. Don't really know who Detroit's going to throw out there, so we'll have to pay attention. Hunter Green against St. Louis, coming off of the COVID list. Big time K numbers. Struck out 9 against St. Louis and 5 and a third. Some minus 120 favorite here, but game total approaching 10. Gives up a ton of home runs at home. Super volatile spot, but man, there's plenty of upside if things come together for him. I just have to sprinkle him in my MME, but I'm not going to go too heavy on him just because I don't feel like getting burnt by a four home run game. When we have plenty of other pitchers that I think are in solid spots. So we get the conundrum that is Cole Ragans. Hasn't been as strong on the road, but he's been great. Hasn't allowed a run since the 18th of August. It's been absolutely ridiculous. I don't know where this is all coming from, because this guy here turned into this guy here, and I don't know. I don't get it. At this point, I'm just gonna have to trust with what we're seeing and believe that Reagan's is a excellent option for us. We know that Toronto doesn't strike out a ton, but they kind of lack power against left-handed pitching. So I think he's in a solid spot. I expect him to be somewhat popular, even though he's facing Toronto. He's gained a real following within the DFS industry. People are loving Cole Ragans. He's still only 8,200, which not expensive enough for the way here that he's thrown. Bryce Miller was solid against Tampa Bay the first time he faced him. Went just 3 1/3. I don't remember if he left that one injured. But six strikeouts. There's K upside for him. He's not a huge K guy, overall, but he does randomly have these explosive K games. Struck out 10 Angels. I don't mind him. I'm just not making him a priority by any means. Bello versus Grayrod in Boston. It's a pick'em. Game total of 10. I don't think I can go with either pitcher. Grayson has been stronger on the road. It's been better, the last month and a half or so. So there is upside, but I just don't know that I want to take a pitcher in this game. Bello is always solid. But again, I don't know that he has the same kind of upside. So if I had to choose a pitcher in this game, it would be Grayson Rodriguez, just because I do believe his upside is greater at this point. JP France, coming off of another rough start. Probably going to have to pass on him, but he's somebody that I really like this year. He's just kind of limping towards the end of the season. He is a minus 145 favorite, but we do get a game total of 10 in this game. Wrigley game total of 8.5. It feels like it's probably a little cooler. Probably some wind blowing in slightly in Wrigley, if I had to guess. I'm just not using Kyle Hendricks. If he wins somebody the slate, so be it. I'll take the L there. But Ranger Suarez has made two starts against the Marlins, giving up a lot of base runners. Which is always worrisome. He is a minus 190 favorite right now. I'm interested, especially because we get a Marlins lineup without Jorge Soler, who destroys left-handed pitching. So that automatically just weakens the lineup enough that I think Suarez is definitely viable at 7,100. Fott probably gonna have to pass. Even with the wind blowing in slightly, I just don't know that he has the upside we're looking for. Yarbrough, is an interesting guy, but it's against Washington, who doesn't strike out a ton. There's some weather issues. Yarbrough isn't really a big K guy anyways. Probably gonna have to pass on him, but he's at least intriguing enough for me. No thanks to Medina. Miles Mikolas, no, not going in there. Miguel, maybe. The K upside against the Twins is really inviting. He's looked decent the last couple starts. Did give up two home runs against Seattle, but got the W. Dominated Texas. I think there's actually upside here at 6,300 that if we get one of these strong K games, which happens against Minnesota, we could be looking at 25 to 27 DK points. And I think if he puts up 25 to 27, there's a, maybe a, I don't know, 25 to 30% chance that he's in the winning lineup. The big issue is the fact that we have some guys here at the top that have massive K upside that could, we could see multiple guys with 30 plus DK points on this slate. And as I tell members all the time, I'm not looking point per dollar. I want raw points, because we can find cheap enough bats to match expensive bats. We generally can't find cheap enough pitching to match the expensive pitching. Trevor Williams, no. Scholten's is interesting, but I don't think I'm gonna go there. He shut down Baltimore. Just didn't have any strikeouts. Was decent against Detroit the first time. But I'll probably have to pass. I just don't think that there's enough upside there. Waldron here at the bottom, getting the start for San Diego, but he is taking on Houston. Super tough spot. But he is capable of going, 4 to 5 innings at 4K. I'm sure he has to be in the conversation. I just don't think we're getting there against Houston at this point. So there we have it. There's my first look at pitching for today. If you enjoy what I'm bringing to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, sheets, etc., and Discord, I guess. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.